This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, January 11th. Well, we got the cattle markets under some stress here, primarily because of skyrocketing feed grain prices that don't really look to correct anytime soon or with any kind of volume. So suddenly, the cattle market is having to deal with, a situation it hasn't really considered in quite some time, and that's finally starting to, I think, have a bigger impact in the feeder cattle market, obviously, in particular. But it's also starting to force feedlots to really consider how long they want to keep cattle on feed, number one, and what kind of placement pattern they want to have because of these high feed grain prices. So, in general, the beef market is holding together fairly well. Box beef prices were higher on Friday. The choice was up 99 cents, we're at 207. Select was up 10 cents at 197. So that was, select was unchanged on the week. Choice was down 3 on the week. Cash prices too were steady generally. We saw some trade at 112 about midweek, and then that backed off to 110 by Friday. So that's not a good direction for Friday wrap-up sales. And then the dress trader on 176 is largely unchanged from last week. So we see that feedlots are making some decisions here with high feed grain prices. There's a fair amount of market-ready cattle. They've performed very well. Conversions have been good. We expected to see the bulk of market-ready cattle kind of hit the market in February, but because of the mild temperatures and good conversions, they're finishing earlier. And they're not really wanting to take these cattle to heavier weights. First of all, the cash trade's kind of flat. But the high feed cost just takes that out of the equation. So we are going to see feedlots, I think, continue to be fairly aggressive moving these cattle out and getting these heavy summer placements pushed out of the feedlots. Now, on the flip side of that, normally they'd be looking to replace these pens with calves. We'll see what kind of availability there is. But it's interesting that, they'd probably be looking for some of these heavier weight calves so they don't have to keep them on feed as long. Because again, it just looks like feed grain prices are going to stay high for a fair amount of time. So they're not going to be wanting to aggressively be placing lighter weight calves. We'll see what kind of performance that we get from, again, the backgrounders that normally start marketing their cattle in January, and get a sense of what those numbers are and what the weights are coming in. So that's, I think, going to be really kind of what the market keys on as far as forward direction, at least from a feeder cattle perspective. Live cattle, of course, looking for the new administration to have another stimulus package, to have another flush of cash in a consumer's hands. That definitely would be a bonus for the cattle and beef markets, and hoping that kind of follows through with that. And certainly comes at a great time to help absorb this higher beef production that we're seeing here over these next 4 or 5 weeks. So that looks to be, I think, a promising factor. And then once you get past that, once you get past the heavy summer placements, then you get into a sharp drop in placements in the fall, when normally you'd be seeing an increase. So either A, those calves just did not exist, or B, they got pushed into backgrounding operations or on grass, which there wasn't a whole lot of in the southern plains, but we would be looking for those animals to start coming into the markets here over these next couple weeks, and then the grass calves probably the next couple months. So there's a lot to consider here to give us some indication of what the herd size is, if we've really started to contract the herd, or if we're still in the beginning stages of that. So as we get into March, April, normally demand really stokes up getting ready for the grilling season. That's also going to be a time when we see a notable drop in market-ready cattle. So it's promising from a price perspective that if, as long as demand stays okay, and again, with the flush of cash and it looks like a lot of stimulus coming, one would think that we'd be okay from that perspective as far as demand. And with the weaker dollar, that should help our export demand as well. Now, we are looking for cattle to perform well coming into the second quarter and through most of the second quarter, at least April, perhaps May. Typically, you get some selling pressure as you get into the summer months. So we do want to be aware of that. If we do get some good pressure to the downside, I do think that's probably going to set up for some buying here. So it'll be interesting to see how the sell-offs are supported. And again, we've got weather going on down the Southern Plains, fair amount of winter mix, but it doesn't appear to be that bullish for the cattle yet. It doesn't appear that it's going to be that stressful on cattle and should move through fairly quickly. The feeder cattle index was up 28 cents on Friday. We're at 135.63. That has slipped a few dollars to start the year, but by and large, that is a price level that is. We've hovered around there for several months in feeder cattle. My guess is if something is going to come under pressure, it would be feeders in the cattle space. But that as long as live cattle can hold together, feeders at least will be able to absorb some of this increase in feed costs. But there, I think they're still got some pressure to the downside to kind of balance that out. That would come most likely in the near term, rather than as you get into the March, April frame, time frame, because I do think that you're going to have the live cattle performing better, and that should at least help to support the feeder cattle market as we head into the spring. If you have any questions, you can call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.